Hi, I'm with Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. You might have already heard my scheduling change and my format change, and for those that haven't and haven't listened to that episode yet, I am now going to start doing a longer format, which is only going to be posted every Friday around 10 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm only going to have really one official episode once a week, and instead of having a release on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays that are shorter, I just want to condense everything into one and then release a longer format episode every single Friday. And the other thing too is another change I'm making is whenever, let's say I just recently did two updates of scams that's happening in Cambodia and a new visa update, any sort of updates that's happening here in Thailand, I'm going to try to get it out to you guys real time. So it's going to be sometime during a week or even a weekend, but most likely during a weekday, I'll get it out to you as soon as I can. And then in addition to that is that sometimes I'm going to have also another short episode, for you to talk about the new up and coming episodes and why I'm doing that. So for an example, I'm doing a series of, if I had $5 million right now, what would I do with it? If I had $2 million right now, if I had $1 million, if I had $10 million right now, what would I do with that? The reason why I'm doing these episodes is back in my wealth management days working for the bank, I worked with I worked with my share of lottery winners, big, medium, and small. And there are so many mistakes that were done back then that if I would do it all over again, I would change it. And so many mistakes that lottery winners or anyone that's inheriting a large sum of money or even large land. So I haven't worked with these individuals just during my banking days, but after my banking days, starting Compass Group International, I haven't worked with any new lottery winners, but I worked with an enormous amount of individuals that inherited either a large sum of money or a large piece of land and just had no idea what to do with it. So I'm doing these episodes for individuals out there that may have come to some large sum of money, whether it's winning the lottery or inheritance, or whatever it may be, or inheriting a piece of land. Most recently, we might be taking a client that inherited like a small part of an island. No idea what to do with that. And doesn't even know where to start. So we might be working with them. That's what these episodes are for individuals that need some sort of roadmap, some sort of 35,000 feet overview of where they need to start first. Because in estate planning, in that kind of money, it's not just about going to a bank like JP Morgan, going to Wells Fargo, going to B of A, sitting down with a wealth manager. They're going to put you in touch with their trust department and their hedge fund manager and their other portfolio managers. And all they're going to try to do is upsell you on product. Oh, we need to get you in this type of banking. We need to get you in this portfolio, because it's all about the upsell. It's all about generating fee income from you. That's why I left the traditional banking world, because what I despise about the banking world, and especially in wealth management, is clients like yourself that are bringing in seven figures, eight figures into the bank, you're paying basis points every single month regardless of performance. That needs a change. That seriously needs a change. That means a lazy portfolio manager can just put yourself in a horrible fund. It doesn't matter whether the fund is doing well or it's not doing well. They're still going to get paid fee income. And I hate that. So I'm going to be talking about in these episodes kind of an idea of some, you know, if I had the money, where would I put my money right now? How would I invest it? What people also don't realize is when you come in that sort of money and you never had it before is a state of mind. It may sound stupid, But every single one of my clients, one of the first things I do, and I'll talk about it more in depth in these episodes, is also make sure that they have a therapist to talk to. The whole family does, because the whole family needs to be educated on wealth management. You can't just be naive and just assume that, oh, my business manager is going to take care of it. My CPA, my new CPA, my attorneys, my portfolio managers, they're going to take care of it. No, if you are not educating yourself, if you're not talking to people, that's how you get ripped off. That's how people like Johnny Depp and other celebrities, and especially sports figures, get ripped off by business managers and crooked attorneys, is because they're neglecting their money and assuming that people are going to do what's right for them. So listen to those episodes. I'm going to do more of these scenarios to kind of, and again, get you warmed up, get you an idea. And for those of you that aren't quite to that seven figures yet, maybe you're getting close. So when that time comes, when you're making a few million dollars, when you're making five, 10, $15 million, or your net worth is getting there, you'll have a better idea and be more prepared for when that time comes. And then the other thing too is I have another episode that's coming up that I think that is an important episode for those of you that are seriously considering moving here, but also maybe working. I've had a lot of conversations over the last 6 months since the beginning of the year, more so since the beginning of the year, of people that are in that seven-figure, low seven-figure net worth, and they want to come to Thailand and still create some sort of side hustle or business. That episode is going to be called Side Hustle? Why Work? Don't work if you don't have to, because Thailand does give you that option. And I'm going to talk about that in depth too. And that's what I'm going to do in that episode, because listen, folks, you worked your ass off making that type of money, accumulating that wealth. Now it's reward time. You know, you're done with getting pats on the back, telling everyone, saying congratulations. Now you want to leave everyone behind, leave all the negativity, all the leeches that were latching on to you because you're successful. You want to escape that. You want to come to Thailand. You don't need to recreate that. Thailand gives you the option because our cost of living is literally a tenth of the cost of Western nations like the United States. I'm going to give you ideas how you can come here. Yes, if you want to create a side hustle, I'm going to give you some ideas of what's going to work and what's not going to work. But I'm going to talk more about coming to Thailand. Do something other than work. Look into yourself, find that passion. Maybe a long time ago, you've always wanted to be an author, a poet, an artist. Maybe you've want to be a pro golfer, but you know you're going to be a pro golfer, but you still like training like one. Well, do those things. Like for yourself, like myself, I want to get into artwork, photography specifically, more water sports like kiteboarding and paddleboarding. I want to get a little bit more serious with my health. Lately, you know, over this last year, I've been kind of neglecting my health because I've been so busy and traveling, and a rainy season, you know, kind of puts a damper on things. So I'm going to jump back into it. But I want to get into the absolute best shape of my life, because there are so many things in Thailand, so many wonderful experiences, so many new experiences that you haven't even thought about, that you can do here in Thailand without having to work. Why work if you don't have to? If you're rich, if you're considered rich back home, you're considered pretty wealthy here. So don't work if you don't have to, and stay tuned for that upcoming episode. Other than that, nothing else is new. Like I said, we're in the rainy season, so it's been raining a lot in the evenings. And for those of you that are planning your trip to Thailand, I urge you to reconsider if you are arriving in any time between now and the end of October. This is our rainy season. So unless, and I'm talking about it's going to get worse and worse. As we get to September, it's going to get worse. October is going to get worse. So the best time of the year is to come right around November, December, and the end of fourth quarter. Because unless you want to get stuck in your hotel room, or unless you've been to Thailand many times, so if this is your first trip, don't waste your money. Reschedule, come here in November or December. December and January is one of the most magical, most beautiful times here, because the whole city just lights up with Christmas decorations and the weather is just perfect. We have the lowest amount of humidity. It's not hot at all. It's very, very similar to the weather in Southern California. Absolutely gorgeous. So that is it for today. Hope you have a wonderful week. We'll see you in Thailand.